Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at resonanttruth.com. Today on the Zolk'in count is called Yellow Overtone Sun, and it is the fifth day of the Yellow Warrior Wave spell, and it is the spectral moon day 7. Well, once again, my preamble is going to be about being disoriented and not really as attuned to the calendar as I like to be or as I have been, but I really have to roll with the fluctuations because they do happen. And I think part of it is being in the spectral moon, which is disorienting by nature. And then I think the Yellow Warrior Wave spell generally isn't as contemplative a time as some of the other tribes offer. And in my particular situation, I live with a Yellow Warrior person who isn't a follower of the calendar. So I think I'm kind of inside his head as part of the deal, part of the empathy deal. When we are close to someone and we do care about them and we open our hearts, therefore there's some kind of energy flow exchange always happening, whether it's children or parents or partners or close friends, that you have an opportunity that you should embrace to find out what it's like to be them when it is their tribe or tone. To me, that is a deepening of a commitment to really, you know, by proxy, have an experience that's kind of from inside their purview, and that is a way to support them. Like, I support you by understanding what it's like to be you. And others of you may be like, that's terrifying. Get some boundaries, girl. And I could say, true, I do struggle with boundaries, setting boundaries in all different ways. But the trade-off for being unboundaried, you know, by default, by trauma, or however you first develop that sensitivity, is that you get to be so empathic that you really do share perceptive life experiences with others. And guess what? That's also a superpower. And there are plenty of people that feel truly heard and received when you can identify with them to such a degree. So it's all that. And it's a good thing to talk about in the Yellow Warrior Time loosely, because this is just not a super empathic place to be. And I'm going to qualify that. I talked last podcast pretty exclusively about how called Yellow Warrior is as an experience toward defending those who can't help themselves or prevent harm from hitting themselves. So I think that is really, really empathic, really touching and concerned and caring, and that part of empathy is that flexibility to really get so close in proximity or perception to someone that you want to act as their shield. So I think that it is a sensitive and caring disposition to be Yellow Warrior. But it isn't like a particularly fluid or emotionally expressive one. I think there's emotional sensitivity to Yellow Warrior, but it's buried. That's the deal. So the sensitivity happens, but there is a kind of obstructive in terms of like, you're not going to see a ton of emotional display from a yellow warrior person, and you're not going to feel a ton of emotional outbursts or undoing in a yellow warrior passage, which is cool. I feel a bit of lockdown, but I also feel that one of the emotions that is harder for me to access is joy. I do have joy and I do know what it feels like, but I'm just attuned to the other side of emotionality, which is more about what we release as an emotion in order to overcome suffering. Like, I'm sad because something hard happened to my body or my soul. I'm angry because I can't find an unboundaried safe haven in my own body. So I have to like explosively push outward and get things off me. So those are, I think, more familiar to me, the blue storm. But joy, which is a good thing to talk about on this yellow sun day, and I will in a second, is, I don't know, it's another great emotion. I'm sure you know better than I. And I think Yellow Warrior kind of has showed me that, and I mean the time, the person, yes, but the time, since we're on day five, I'm all confused because I feel optimistic. And I think, again, when you take fear away, fearlessness is one of the big words for Yellow Warrior. And fear is kind of the core instigator of so many other emotions. I'm afraid my suffering won't end. I'm afraid it will return at the hand of someone who already harmed me. I am afraid, and so I'm explosively angry. You know, that anger is always sort of cloaking fear response. So if we get to fearlessness, like I said, we kind of reduce the need, proclivity for those other basic quote-unquote negative emotions, and you get the positive emotion of like, hey, I'm not afraid, I'm at peace, that makes me smile. I don't know what else is coming, you know, I can't get a feel for it, and I think that is perfect. You know, I can't do a little prophetic description of this yellow warrior time, like what's coming around the bend. I have no idea. I think that, fortunately, I'm around the microphone for your edification as well as my own reflection. Like, oh, that's what I think. I discover that a lot here. And we'll be back every couple of days and we'll figure out what is happening. But I like to sometimes back up and take the moons that we travel through, the 13 moon wave spell, and kind of introduce what each moon may be offering as a point of contemplation based on the tribes that fall within it. So let's go back to the planetary moon. It was predominantly blue knight and white dog. So the manifestation for the year, this planetary moon representing the highest point of manifestation for a 13 moon wave spell, was love and intuition or abundance. You know, whatever blue night is for you, whatever you experience in that wave spell. I remember white dog being so much about love, true love, you know, being oriented back into partnership after a break and just being like, well, that's pretty clarifying. If it happens in white dog, it's clearly seated in a very primal form of true love. And then blue knight, this year's manifestation, I mean, I'm pretty into visual art again. And so I had a lot of productivity in the planetary moon around that. So those would be my examples. This year's manifestation, a white overtone wizard year, which is about commanding and empowering, like a form of shamanism that includes healing and really spectral thinking or being, meaning kind of metaphysics. I would think that that would connect a lot to a manifestation of blue night, you know, dreaming and intuition and so on. Okay, so that's an example of how the planetary moon could be remembered or described by the wave spells within it. Now we're in spectral. So how do I dissolve, release, liberate myself? How do I let go? I think that's one of, that's really a basic question for the spectral tone. Like, I don't have it in front of me, but it's something pretty simplistic. Like, how do I let go? I'll make sure that you know before the moon is over. The answer is like, I don't know, through being defended. Maybe I become more joyful when I have a shield of allowing me to be fearless. Like, that could be how I'm liberated. And that this year, you know, it's kind of one of its final pushes is liberation. You know, you have all this ascension and you have all of this accomplishment. You established that you manifested something, and then you don't lose it. You just lose attachment to it. You're detached from it by the spectral tumble. And it's still in the ambiance. You swim through it, but you know, you're not like trying to steer it higher and higher like some conquest or rocket ship out into space. You just let it dissolve, and it can be like an acid trip that I've never taken. But you're still imbued in some reformed and permanent way with what you learned this year in the spectral moment. And again, TBD, to be determined, but that's one idea. And after the yellow war wave spell, we have the red moon wave spell. So those are both going to be really dominant in answering this question. How do I dissolve and let go, etc., through being fearless and fluid or in the flow, purifying. That's to come. Let's see. I want to kind of do another personal pitch, which, if you're listening to this podcast, it's recorded on Yellow Overtone Sun. I'm a Blue Overtone Storm. This is my exact support. The things I'm telling you, you can trust that they are spoken through the day's, you know, feature of me being, by my birthright, really, really supportive. So I hope what I am called to say fits that consciously for you. It's also a day that supports me exactly, which is a really big gift to walk into our perfect analog or any analog day. Yellow sun always supports blue storm and vice versa, but your perfect analog will be when it's the same tone. So it's your support tribe, whatever that is, plus your birth tone. That's the exactitude of the support relationship that we call a perfect analog. And it's usually a day, can be a whole year though. And yeah, I just wanted to mention that. And then I want to come back to yellow sun and what it means, because I talked about being happy, but it was a blue storm day when I really felt the joy yesterday. I really just felt the giant smile, you know, could not be stolen from me. And I guess I just, yeah, I'm speechless about that, and I already discussed it. We don't need to revisit it. But yellow sun in and of itself is the dynamic of getting to the end of the Dzogchen run of 20 tribes. And I think it's worth paying attention to now and then, because we focus a lot on the 13-day or moon or year cycle. I mean, we focus on the wave spell and going through the tribes in a 13-day formation, or focusing on the tribe itself that is naming the 13-day wave spell. But there's this other facet of the 20 tribes that I find really, really lyrical and mythical, different than mystical. It's a myth that is being told, the mythology of the Maya, where we begin at Red Dragon, which is birth, or it's conception, really. It's the time in utero that is celebrated. The depiction on the hieroglyph is of a vessel or a cauldron, and it seems to actually be cooking, like with some fire lines at the base. And that equates anything that is sort of prepared with heat and, you know, a watery element as the same as being warmed in your mother's uterus in embryonic fluid for a long time. And of course, the whole Zolkin represents that time of 260 days in utero. So we start at Red Dragon with conception leading into birth. And then the second day is White Wind, which is when we take our first breath from air instead of through our mother's, you know, through the tube, getting oxygen through the tube versus getting our own oxygenated breath from our father's realm, White Wind. And so on, you know, then we move through day by day, 20 days that are the story of emerging from the pairing of our parents into a kind of autonomy and growing through life stages. An obvious one is Red Serpent, which starts us from the reptilian part of our development and then moving to White Dog, which is the like lower echelon mammalian emergence, and then that's refined in Blue Monkey, and then it's hyper refined in Yellow Human. And then Yellow Human is not the end of the line. You know, we look at how you can be a human. I talked about this recently. You can be a human and be prophetic. You can be a human and be visionary. You can be human and be a warrior. And then it's almost the end. You know, all that development happens, and it's time to get ready for return to the sky and sun, the space of divinity. However we perceive it, we equal it to the sun here in this mythology. So you have Red Earth, the ceremony, that pre-ceremonial preparation for White Mirror, the ceremony that is actually some form of sacrificial death, and Blue Storm is all the energy released from something so epic. And Yellow Sun is the arrival in enlightenment. And that is just a story of returning to the sun god after starting with emergence through our mothers originally. And Yellow Sun ends up being like the head and the tail of an Ouroboros, of a snake biting its own tail circularly. Because Yellow Sun is the light we return to, and Yellow Sun is the light we emerge from, you know, the spark of a soul before or during its entrance into an incarnation. So here we are at Yellow Sun, and I'm telling you that story for the 8 millionth time about the mythology of the Mayan day names, because you can contemplate that. Like, today's arrival in the end of some trajectory, and it's a pause before I'm launched into a new birth cycle, or birth and emergence into life on Earth cycle for the next 20 days. Like, we're just at that pivot point, and I like to think of that as well. And, you know, like, I never do this for you, hardly ever, but the way I started being a learner of the calendars was just, like, really fixated on one day at a time. You know, I could do a whole podcast for 20 minutes on Yellow Sun, Yellow Overtone Sun, this day, and I don't, because it would be a daily podcast, but you can do that research that is somewhat about learning from reading, if you have a book or online access to describing what the tribes represent, or it's recall from something you've heard me say, or it's just fully experiential because you're like, it's a Yellow Overtone Sunday. What do I see happening around me? How can I assimilate what my book learning has brought me with my experience of just living through the astrology as the days unfold? But you should do that without me, mostly. You should do the one day at a time part on your own. And then we come back together for the bigger cycle. And I'll be back soon, and I'm grateful. I am Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And in Mayan, we say, in La Keshe.